AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. But AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. See how customers like Uber and Cohere are training their AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. That's oracle.com/wallstreet.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, November 21st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Sam Altman has a new job at Microsoft after being ousted from OpenAI. Now, more than 90% of OpenAI's employees have threatened to leave the company. Our reporter Keech Hagee will join us with the latest developments. Plus, Amazon is offering free classes on artificial intelligence. But starting with that Sam Altman news, more than 90% of OpenAI's roughly 770 employees have threatened to quit unless the board resigns and reinstates former CEO Sam Altman and former president Greg Brockman. Altman was unexpectedly ousted late last week by the board amid disagreements over the safety of its products and the rapid expansion of the company's commercial offerings. Brockman resigned in protest. Among those who signed Monday's letter to quit was Ilya Sutskever, the company's chief scientist and one of the board members that voted to fire Altman. Altman and Brockman have already been hired by Microsoft, however, to lead a new advanced AI research team there. OpenAI's board also found someone else to take Altman's spot, former Twitch CEO Emmett Shear. As the drama continues to unfold, our reporter Keech Hagee has more on what OpenAI's fallout tells us about the considerations AI companies need to take.
If you step back from the whole thing, OpenAI had this structure of a nonprofit on top of a for-profit that was trying to sort of square a circle. It was trying to say, we are here for the benefit of humanity, but we are doing something that requires so much compute power that we have to raise billions of dollars. There was always a tension between those two things. And one way of interpreting what's happened is that that tension just broke when it got so big and so popular and so much usage. So they're still searching about whether those two things can really exist together.
Meanwhile, coming out on top from the skirmish is Microsoft, which owns a 49% stake in OpenAI. Our reporter, Tom Dotan, explains.
Their stock has been appreciating considerably this year because of the optimism from investors that they are going to be one of the big winners in this whole AI revolution. But going forward, they're bolstering their case as the place that people that work in AI want to be. OpenAI has been the hub of a lot of AI researchers, the magnet that people are attracted to if they want to work on the most sophisticated, most ambitious AI tools. And if OpenAI devolves into chaos, but the team that was behind OpenAI moves to Microsoft and they can basically hire anyone that they want, suddenly Microsoft becomes the place that AI researchers want to be, which really wasn't the case maybe a couple years ago.
In an online post, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella said that the company was committed to its partnership with OpenAI. Microsoft stock closed up 2% Monday at $377 per share. NVIDIA will be reporting earnings later today. The chipmaker has been the big winner of the AI wave. Its semiconductors are central to developing the tech. NVIDIA's shares have more than tripled this year. They closed Monday at $504 a share. On top of that, it beat expectations in 19 of the past 20 quarters, according to FactSet. And that's why the company's outlook will be key in how its stock and the larger market reacts. Our reporter Charlie Grant explains.
The broader market has floundered this year, but the S&P is up about 18% as we record this interview this year. And almost all of that is coming from what's known as the Magnificent Seven, and that's big tech companies that are spending big on AI. And part of the logic there is these mega caps, these aren't some fly-by-night startup like that we saw in the dot-com bubble where this sort of internet company pasted together that doesn't really do much of anything. These are established businesses that generate huge amounts of profits and cash flow on a year-to-year basis. And then you have this AI kicker, which is the mystery box of how that'll help these companies going forward. But at the moment, the AI mystery is a sweetener for investors when they're looking for ideas to place their trades.
To hear more from Charlie, listen to today's AM edition of our sister podcast, What's News? And are electric vehicles losing their hype? After a period of rapid growth, sales of all electric models in the U.S. have plateaued. Inventories are piling up and prices are falling. The average new EV sold for about $52,000 in October, roughly $13,000 less than the average price a year ago. That's according to Cox Automotive. And while our Heard on the Street editor Stephen Wilmot says the jury is still out on whether or not EV adoption is actually stalling, he says demand is clearly weaker than manufacturers were anticipating. Here's why.
The bigger picture probably is that the early adopters basically have run out or are running thin, and they were more affluent than average. They had their own garages. They were probably second vehicles. And then the next cohort of buyers are more mainstream, will be more price sensitive, will be more practical about things like charging infrastructure. And they just probably need a bit more to line up in terms of pricing, infrastructure, and getting new products to make the switch.
Coming up, have you ever wanted to take some classes on artificial intelligence? Well, now you're able to through Amazon. We'll have more on that after the break.
This episode is brought to you by the new season of Mozilla's award-winning podcast, IRL. We hear a lot about AI, but not a lot about the people who create it. Go around the world with host Bridget Todd to meet the people who are building better AI while asking the question, can we reclaim AI to put people over profit? IRL, online life is real life. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or at irlpodcast.org.
Amazon launched a new program that offers free artificial intelligence classes. It's called AI Ready, and the e-commerce giant plans to train at least 2 million people by 2025 on basic to advanced AI skills. Skills like how to make use of the generative AI technology that has powered language-based models such as OpenAI's ChatGPT. But why is Amazon launching this program? Here to talk about that is our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. Sebastian, before we jump into the why, tell us who is able to access these courses.
So Amazon says that these courses are free to access online through an Amazon Learning website. And they say that non-Amazon employees can access this too. But it is targeted at people that are in this industry, people that work in tech or tech adjacent roles.
Why is Amazon launching AI Ready?
So Amazon says that they see a shortage in AI talent in the industry. They conducted a survey of thousands of employees and employers. And what they found is that a lot of employers say that they don't have enough talent with AI skills. And that varies from people who just need to interact with this technology in some way in their job to people that are actually building generative AI. So Amazon says by providing this training, they sort of can lift up the industry and the shortage. But really, there's other reasons why Amazon is launching this. It does help the company competitively. Amazon is competing with Microsoft, Google, and a lot of other companies for talent. And by introducing this training program, what they're doing is they're having a lot of people become familiar with their own AI systems because a lot of these courses are being run on Amazon AI platforms. And so by doing that, you could argue that it could be used for a recruiting tool. But also Amazon says that these training programs can benefit not just its own company, but partner companies that it has in the space and also enterprise customers that use its cloud and generative AI services, that it can benefit those type of companies as well because those companies also need skills and talent in this field.
Do we have a sense for how Amazon plans to use generative AI in different parts of its business?
Amazon has mostly concentrated its generative AI efforts in its cloud computing services, AWS. So it's building generative AI tools there and partnering with companies to build generative AI tools there because a lot of companies need these cloud computing services to exist to do their generative AI work. It's also trying to make AI part of its company. So, for example, it's trying to put generative AI in its Alexa smart speakers and its advertising services. It's trying to put generative AI in its website search and reviews portion of its site.
So what challenges exist when setting up a program of AI classes like this one?
Well, we're in the state of the industry where a lot of companies are trying to figure out what sort of AI talent and skills are even needed. So there's a challenge in just trying to create the courses that will actually be useful in the time that we're in. And the company says that these courses and this program is a starting point, that they'll try to learn from it and get feedback from people that are taking these classes to improve their training program.
You know, this program seems to be a part of a larger AI investment by Amazon. What are some of the other AI investments that Amazon is making, and why is it making such a big push now?
Amazon has to make a big push in this industry because its rivals are investing a lot in generative AI. Microsoft and Google have made a lot of big splashes in generative AI in recent months and in the past year. And so Amazon has to make its own investments and break its own ground in order to keep up with its rivals. This is especially important for Amazon because it has been perceived to be behind Microsoft, Google, and others in this space. It's made upgrades to its AWS Bedrock AI platform. Andy Jassy, Amazon's CEO, says that he envisions the company make tens of billions of dollars in the next few years in generative AI. And he said that generative AI is now touching every part of Amazon.
That was our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bansi with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.